Veggies gone mild. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The figures are clear and they're there for all to see. Data collected by the federal government shows that America's vegetables are becoming shadows of their former selves. Texas biochemist Donald Davis has made a career out of studying the changing nutritional content of fruits and vegetables, is warning anyone who will listen about a dramatic decline over the past 50 years. Of the 13 major nutrients in fruits and vegetables tracked by the U.S. Department of Agriculture, six are noticeably down. They are protein, calcium, phosphorus, iron, vitamin C, which was down 20%, and riboflavin, which was down 38%. That's not good. I went to one of those health food sites, one of the really scary ones, and according to vitamin gurus, insufficient riboflavin can lead to dermatitis, dizziness, hair loss, insomnia, light sensitivity, poor digestion, retarded growth, slow metal response, and burning feet. And since there are no ingredient labels on your fresh produce, what are you supposed to do? As for the culprit, Dr. Davis suspects it's the breeding of faster-growing plants. They bring in more money, but they grow so fast they don't suck in many nutrients. So here we are, following the official guidelines, forcing down 5 to 9 servings of fruits and vegetables every day, and it turns out we may have to eat 12 servings so our feet don't burn. How annoying. However, it's not all that bad. Today's carrots, for example, are bred to be more orange than before, which has the happy side effect of doubling their vitamin A content, which is good because that way you'll get a good look at your burning feet. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.